In today's gospel, Christ teaches us that God requires a return on the talents he has given us. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talents in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter? Should you not have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hopefully, every one of us here this morning believes that God loves us, me, you, as much as he loves anybody else. Hopefully, as we come here today, you believe that God loves you equally as much as every other person. When you come forward to receive communion this morning, Jesus is giving you his full self, the same way he gives his full self to the Pope at communion. Hopefully you believe that about God's love for you. Now, if we do believe that, as I say, hopefully we do, today's parable that Jesus tells might be a little bit confusing to us and maybe upsetting, because we ask ourselves this question: if God loves each of us equally, how come he gives more talents to one person than to another? In the gospel this morning, he gives 5 talents to one, only 1 talent to another. We say to ourselves with our American mentality, is that fair? If God loves us all the same, why wouldn't he give everybody the same amount of talents? Now, just as an aside, I would remind you that in biblical times, a talent was a measure of weight. You could have a talent of gold, a talent of silver, a talent of bronze, a talent of lead. But if you had 1 talent of silver, for example, that was 20 times what you'd make in a year. still a significant gift. And it's clear that in the gospel today that the master's giving them money. But here's the point. We're not meant to ask ourselves the question in this parable, why is it some get many talents? Why is it some get fewer? You know, I remember when I was growing up over in Jaffrey, I forget whether it was the 8th grade or the 9th grade. That's ancient history, I know, but one year we had to take an IQ test. And everybody, of course, is all excited about seeing what their IQs were. And I remember that, I don't remember what my score actually was, but I remember that I was disappointed because I wasn't as smart as I thought I was. And when I compared it with all the other kids' IQs, you know, I felt kind of like, wow, what's wrong with me, you know? But see, that's the point. The parable this morning is not saying to us we should be comparing the gifts God gives us with the gifts he gives somebody else. It's not about how many talents does that person have and how many talents do I have? How many abilities does that person have and why do they have those abilities and I only have these abilities? That's not what the parable is about. Parable is about one thing. What do we do with the talents God has given us? What do you do with your talents, the ones God's given you? Never mind anybody else. What do you do with what God has given you? Whether he's given somebody else this gift and someone else that gift, and you've got this gift, the issue isn't how come I've got this one and they've got that one. It's what do you do with the gift you've got? Do you develop the gift you've got and use it for the glory of God? Maybe you've got one gift, maybe you've got two, maybe you've got five. Why does God distribute things that way? That's not the point. What do you do with what God's given you? You know, some years ago, there was a professor of human learning down in Harvard University whose name was Howard Gardner. And he had done many experiments and investigations of how we learn and all that sort of thing. And he wrote an article at one point that said, we get the IQ test all wrong. We make more of it than what we should. Because, he said, the IQ test only measures two kinds of learning, two kinds of knowledge. And there really are many, many different kinds of knowledge. He said, for example, some people have what he would call spatial knowledge. They see forms, they see designs, they see those kinds of things. They become, in many cases, our architects and our artists. Some people, he says, have mathematical knowledge, figures, sums. They just comes easily to them. They become, in many cases, our scientists, our engineers. Some people have what he calls kinetic knowledge. They have marvelous control over their bodies. They become the dancers and the athletes. Some people, he said, have the knowledge of introspection. They just understand other people. They have a way of understanding, sympathizing. They become our teachers, our religious leaders, and so forth. Many different kinds of knowledge. And this is the most interesting point he discerned. He said in all the tests he had given over the years, thousands of tests, he never found one person who didn't score high in at least one of those areas of knowledge. Every person he ever tested scored high at least in one area. Some scored high in several areas, but everybody scored high at least in one area. Interesting, huh? God has not left any of us without a gift, at least one gift. So the question is, whatever the gifts we have, how do we develop them? What do we do with them? Do we develop them for our joy and for the joy of others and the welfare of others? You know, I think without knowing it, without intending it, my parents lied to me And you lie to your children too. Some of you anyway. Not deliberately. You know what? Know where you lied? Where my parents lied to me? Remember when your children came to you, or I went to my mother and father, and I said, Mommy, Daddy, when I grow up, what will I be? What'd you say to them? You can be whatever you want to be. That's a lie. It's a lie. Well, let's put it this way. It's an untruth. It's an untruth. See, when I was like 11 or 12 years old, for example, I thought it would be great to be an engineer. Go outside, build bridges, you know, build roads. That sounded very romantic to me. Only one problem. I couldn't do math. I could not be an engineer if I wanted to be. Remember, any of you who have been to Disney World, to Epcot Center? On one of the displays there at Epcot Center, there's this beautiful big thing up on the wall, this beautiful big saying up on the wall. If you can dream it, you can do it. It's a lie. It's a lie. Untruth. It's an untruth. Why? When I was, again, when I was, you know, 12 or 13 or 14 years old, I dreamed about being a shortstop for the Red Sox. That was my dream. Now, I wasn't bad as a high school baseball player, but I was not going to be the shortstop for the Red Sox, no matter what I dreamed. You know what we should be saying to our children when they ask that question? What we should say to them is, I know that God has given you special talents. I know God has given you some special gifts. You find out what they are, and you develop those, and you'll know what you're supposed to be. That's the point, you see. Do we understand the gifts we're given, talents we're given, and do we use them, develop them as best we can? That's what the whole parable is about today. Not hiding the talent we've been given. 1, 2, 5, 7. Not hiding it, developing it. Whatever it is. Whatever they are. Let me conclude with a true story about a woman, 35 years old, who was a cleaning woman. She worked for a big cleaning company down in one of our major cities. She'd go out at night, 6, 7 o'clock at night, into those big high-rise office buildings, and she'd clean the offices. 7, 8 hours there cleaning the offices. She wasn't terribly happy, but about the best she could do, she thought. Every time she went to the movies, she'd see these beautiful actresses on the screen. She'd, oh, God, I wish I looked like one of them. I wish I looked like that. She'd hear somebody sing beautiful. Oh, I wish I had a voice like that. Oh, I wish I could, wish I had that talent. One day, somebody gave her one of these self-help books. She began thinking about herself in a little bit of a different way. She remembered that when she was in high school, she was the kid that always made everybody else laugh. Everybody thought she was hilarious. She could make them laugh like crazy. They thought she was the funniest person around. That was her talent. She could make people laugh. She began thinking about that, developing it. And a few years later, at the peak of her career, back in the 1960s, 1970s, Phyllis Diller made more than $1 million a year. There's a lot of money in those days. Now, for those of you who remember Phyllis Diller, she was not pretty. God knows, she was not pretty. She didn't have a very nice voice. It was kind of cracky and crackly and shrill. But she made us laugh. She made us laugh like crazy. And she was happy, and we were happy, and I think God was happy. Because she used the gifts he gave her. So for you and me. Did you ever notice in the gospel this morning that the one who has the 5 talents and the one who have the 2 talents, they both receive exactly the same praise from God? He says the same thing to both of them. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in small things. I will give you great responsibilities. Enter the joy of your Lord. He says the same thing to the one who made 5 and to the one who made 2. They had done the best they could with their talents, and God was pleased. So for you and me, what's your talent? Talents. Are you developing them? Are you using them for everybody else's welfare? You'll find joy. We'll find joy because of your talents, and God will be pleased. And he'll say to you and me someday, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter the joy of your Lord. May God bless you.